Well, welcome back to Focus on WJR. I am so happy to be here in place of our good friend, Paul W. Smith. And coming up next, we have David Jerzak. David serves as the president of Grand Hotel. And I bet that just about everybody who's listening to this station today has been to the Grand Hotel and has a special story to tell about their special time at the Grand Hotel on Spectacular Mackinac Island. And David, you're the guy running the show these days. How's it up there?
It's great. Weather's beautiful, sunshiny day, a little cool, but we are putting the last pieces to the puzzle to get ready for our first guest in pre-opening that will be arriving on Friday. And well, to make a point, for those of you that haven't stayed that are listening, you can still come up.
Yeah, well,
this year.
Absolutely. And first of all, I think some of your first guests are going to be the team at the Detroit Regional Chamber. I think most people know that the Detroit Regional Chamber has hosted the Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel for pretty close to 50 years now. And we are such great friends and partners. The Grand Hotel is definitely the Detroit Regional Chamber's home away from home.
And it is. And we love the relationship that we've built over the years, and it only gets stronger every year. And I know that your group is coming up on Thursday to do the site inspection for the event this year. So we look forward to seeing everybody.
So speaking of site inspection, when your company took over the ownership of the Grand Hotel, and we still know that the Mussers are still right there. They still have their place on the island, and Dan Musser is still a frequent presence at the Grand Hotel. But you have done so much renovation, improvement. Walk through for our audience some of the things that you all have done just in the last couple of years to make the Grand Hotel even grander.
So we took a holistic approach to look at all of our spaces in the hotel. So we've done restaurants, we've added a restaurant, we did a pool. Remember, that was the big project. We did bathrooms. And so now we're taking a step back and we're looking at what our next 10 years are going to be. And a lot of that is asset preservation. We're just completing our year 4 of the restoration of the front porch, adding some elements back to it that were removed over the years. And so we see ourselves as complete stewards of this National Historic Landmark and a jewel of Michigan. But what you'll see in front of you are the main dining room last year, the parlor last year, Baroque, a new bar that we built last year. We have a new bar that we're building at Gatehouse this year. You'll see some of the big flash. What you don't see are some of behind-the-scenes infrastructure changes that we have made. And I feel very proud to work for this organization and our ownership group who invested now through this winter $120 million in restoration and renovation projects to date since we bought the hotel.
Well, David, it is spectacular. And, just even some of the small things that I've noticed make a big difference. But even despite all of the upgrades, you now have, rooms with beautiful bathrooms and heated floors and things like that, you're still Michigan's, or actually America's, summer place. You have a portfolio of rooms and experiences available to all budgets. You're not trying to make this a Four Seasons.
No, and I think that we talk about this a lot. There's luxury. And then there's luxury at Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. We want to create an experience for you. We don't necessarily focus on selling rooms and focus on selling food and beverage. We focus on selling summer memories, something that's going to bring you back year after year that you can celebrate generationally with your families and kids and grandchildren down the road. Is it something different? Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, same or not like your normal city. And we have something that's special on the island with it being a horse community and carless. But at Grand Hotel with 388 individually decorated guest rooms, it's just special. And everything we do, we want to maintain something special and something memorable for people.
Yeah, and you keep that historic patina in everything you do, especially from the service, the fact that you still have brass keys for the doors, which I often have to mail back to Mary Beth Daniels after every trip that I'm there. So it is such a special place. But what's also special is that you are about to celebrate the Grand Hotel's 140th birthday, and that's going to coincide with America's 250th birthday. How are you tying it in? How are you going to celebrate America's 250th?
So we're celebrating from day one. We have, you'll see on the outside of the building, some special bunting, red, white, and blue bunting that will be on the building. We'll add additional for July 4th, and then that will stay through Labor Day. But we have, we've established what's called a Great Grand American Evening to celebrate America's 250 throughout the course of the evening every year of the season. You'll see some little unique things that celebrate America. You'll see some unique things that celebrate our 140th season. But we want to make sure that, you know, this is the place to be. One of the first times in a long time, I'd say probably the last 20 years, that we've sold out for July 4th this early. And I think people around the United States are looking for places to celebrate this incredible holiday. And Mackinac Island is one of those.
Well, David, you have done such an amazing job being the stewards of this magnificent, historic place that every Michiganer is so, so very proud of. Thank you for the partnership. We look forward to seeing you later this week. And with that, David Jerzak, president of the Grand Hotel. We'll be right back with Carolyn Kasson and Megan Spanitz.